mornings on 6PR. Thanks to Kevin Bloody Wilson's FUPC Tour. Crown Theatre, July 26, book now.
Yes, have you experienced the Northlink project? It's still under construction, but geez, it's some piece of infrastructure, this one. And to talk more about that is Peter Sewell. He's the Director of Metropolitan Operations at Main Roads. Of course, he's aka the Roads Scholar. Good day to you, Pete.
Yeah, good morning, Gary, and good morning to listeners.
And with us is Rob Arnott. He's the Northlink Project Director, so he's probably had a few sleepless nights lately. Good morning to you, Rob.
Yeah, good morning, Gary, and yeah, also good morning to your listeners.
Hey, let's just start with this. Tell people the Northlink in its entirety. It starts in Morley, is that fair? Yep. And will end up in Mushay, but geez, it's a complicated piece of road along the way, isn't it?
Yeah, look, it certainly is, Gary. In fact, it's Main Road's biggest ever road project, so over $1 billion worth of roadworks there. Look, what we're trying to do over about a 3-year period is build the equivalent of the entire Mitchell Freeway, but all in one go. So, it's 9 new interchanges along the way, something like 37 new road bridges. It's about 42 kilometres in length, so massive project.
And I've sort of watched as it started to appear. I remember going out to Gingin at one point and sort of going alongside what was probably the beginning of it in terms of the tarmac wasn't down, and I've sort of seen pieces of it. And as I said, I was actually on a chunk of it the other day on a priority one on the ambulance. It's a beautiful piece of road. Yep. Just from start to finish, you've begun when?
Look, I've been running with it for about 6 years yeah. now, so we did all the planning and development back in 2013, and look, a bunch of people had been doing some long-term stuff well before that, so look, it's certainly been on the drawing board for a while. But in terms of construction, we did our first groundbreaking in mid-2016, so that was on that southern section, and we hope to have the whole thing complete by the end of this year, so three and a half years. And it should all be done.
How's he going with it, Peter? I mean, in terms of this being a project of this magnitude, how's it been flowing?
Oh, from our point of view, I mean, I don't operate the network. I just keep it operational. So that whole project will come across to me to manage the infrastructure at the end of the year. So those 37 bridges plus Florida and Fora crossings plus signals and lighting and cameras and all those things will come across to me from an asset point of view to manage at the end of this calendar year. So we work closely with Rob's team out there to hand over the assets, so we undertake insurance that they're all working and everything's up to speed. So yeah, we're very comfortable in the project.
Just give us an idea about why, you know, obviously governments make promises to build roads and infrastructure. Why was this one so important and so necessary?
Yeah, look, it's one of its primary functions is as a freight route, and it's to get that heavy truck traffic out of the Swan Valley. At the moment, that all trundles down Great Northern Highway, and it's past vineyards, past schools, not a very safe environment. So, look, this is a much more direct route. It'll be non-stop all the way down to Kewdale. So from a freight perspective, there's some major benefits there. But also just in terms of urban congestion, it does a lot. A lot of the traffic is taken off local roads where people have been rat running, particularly Ellenbrook traffic. I mean, they haven't had a good link back to the city. Now they will. In fact, we're only about a month away from opening the promenade interchange. At the moment, we're open up to Nangarra Road, but once we open to the promenade, Ellenbrook traffic, their travel time down to Morley will be halved. So
it's extraordinary, isn't it?
Yeah, 26 minutes goes down to about 13. Yeah.
If there's anyone listening now who has taken part and they've been on the Northlink part of it and they've got some questions about some of the interchanges, don't forget, you can call us 9221882. Don't hesitate. These two are the experts, and if you've got any issues around using the road system as it exists at the moment, feel free to get on the line. Now, one of the things that you just told me before we came on air was that this doesn't just open up a new road thoroughfare, it opens up a new cycling thoroughfare. Just explain that.
Yeah, well, it does. The PSP, as we call it, a principal shared path, there's about 42 kilometres of new principal shared path, and it runs basically from Mushay down to Bayswater.
Wow.
So, you know, you can get on at Mushay and get out of Bayswater cycle-free and no signals or anything else, and it's one of the biggest pieces of PSP infrastructure we've put in place. So this project's sort of one of the better projects, bigger projects, and, yeah, really good to see for the cyclists.
And you touched on it in terms of getting us to places like Mushay, and that sort of leads into Gingin and that sort of area. We'll open it up in terms of perhaps the people in the metro area that maybe not, they don't go that way on the Great Northern at the moment because they don't like the road or they don't think it goes anywhere. Does this sort of create a whole new environment for the people out there?
Oh, look, it certainly does. I mean, by halving those travel times, I mean, it really opens up that fringe of the metropolitan area. But just building on what Peter was saying with the shared path too, that path that we're providing, it's actually 4 metres wide, so it's almost like a road in its own right. But we hope that that'll appeal to a whole range of cyclists. I mean, even for families that are living in the Morley Bayswater area, you know, they can now access Whiteman Park safely. You'd have to be pretty game to ride on any of those roads in the past. But also the Lycra Brigade, you know, those that like to go for a recreational ride on a Saturday morning will be able to go all the way to Mushay come early next year.
And they might be able to get up to a bit of speed as well, possibly, without knocking pedestrians out of the way. But that's a good thing. Yeah. Can I also ask you, have you got a sense from the people at Planning and Transport whether this does create pockets of future development, opens up those areas for real estate, do you think?
Look, it certainly does, but particularly also in an industrial land sense because, as I said earlier, it's a freight route as well.
Yep.
There's a big industrial development going on up at Bullsbrook and another one up at Mushay at the moment, so that's all about to start. So, yeah.
It's exciting times for those people out there, I know that. Andrew's there. G'day, Andrew.
G'day, guys. How are you?
Good, mate.
Hey, it's an awesome road. Times on a courier. Beautiful road, but there's one problem I've got with it. It started back from Collier Road going north and south, that's fine, it's perfect. But when we have 4 lanes going into 2 around the Collier Guildford Road, if we're going to add all that traffic on from Ellenbrook, it's bad if we get banked all the way back to Morley Drive as it is in the mornings.
Yep, no, you're onto it there. So it's what we call the Tonkin Gap project. So, look, some years back we invested about $1 billion upgrading all Tonkin Highway around Perth Airport. And so all that section south of Great Eastern Highway right down to Roe Highway is pretty smick now. And Northlink, we've done another $1 billion investment and it's fixed it all up from Collier Road north and extends it right up to Mushay. But we've got this bit in the middle that we called the Tonkin Gap. And it's not quite up to the standard at the moment. So, look, rest assured that we have got another project. In fact, we're just going through tender procurement processes at the moment. Unfortunately, there's going to be a little bit of pain for the next 18 months to 2 years before we get construction started there. But there are plans to upgrade all of that section as well.
Well spotted, Andrew, but you've got the information that it is going to happen. Thanks for the call. Harold's there. G'day, Harold.
Yeah, hi, boys. Congratulations on the highway so far. I live in the northern suburbs and go out to Wattle Grove twice a week, and I've cut my travel time from over an hour to about 30, 35 minutes, so I'm loving that bit. I did a trip up north recently, and I noticed a sign that said the highway will extend from Mushay to Woburn. I just wondered if you could let me know what's going on there.
Yeah, look, that's another sort of adjunct to the Northlink project. So it's one of my colleagues looking after that one. So we've been progressively upgrading all of that section from Mushay through to Woburn. There's a number of sections that have recently been opened. But look, that work also extends over the next few years. There's even plans for a bypass around Bindoon. There's a big hill there at Bindoon, and there's a bypass plan for that. Again, that'll actually all help freight movements as well.
There you go. There's an answer for you, Harold. Thanks very much for that. Damien's next. G'day, Damien.
Hey, guys. Mine's not so much a question. I know the people have had their grievances with the Guildford that you've already talked about, but obviously that'll get fixed in time. I just wanted to tip my hat because I drive that area with the area that I cover, even going out to Roe Highway and all that section that was done where all the traffic lights got taken out. And I drive all that area quite a lot. And, mate, I tell you what, it's the best roads I've ever driven on. And I even went over to Sydney one time for a course, and and we were talking in the car with some guys from other states, and a couple of them had been over to WA and driven on that section near Road Highway, and they said, mate, that you guys have got it made over there. They've nailed the roads. Like I said, it's an awesome piece of road, and I tip my hat to you.
Oh, thanks for the compliment.
Lap it up, guys. Yeah, lap it up. Love it.
Yeah, no, you do have to lap it up. And look, we do know how to do things in the West here. We've actually taken out a few awards for Northlink, even in the sustainability space. So we take a bit of pride going over to the East Coast and grabbing some awards and bring them back to the West. Another thing you mentioned there is traffic lights. You'll notice on Northlink there's almost no traffic lights. We've gone to a new form of interchange that are what we call grade separated roundabouts. And hopefully you won't spend too much time sitting at traffic lights when you're on Northlink.
So the other thing I think motorists will be very grateful of is the amount of speed changes, or rather the lack of speed limit changes. Just tell us about that.
Well, look, I haven't done the count personally myself, but if you try to go from Mushay all the way down to Welshpool around Great Northern Highway, Roe Highway, I think there's something like 21 different right. speed changes. So hopefully we'll only have one, at most two, on Northlink.
Which also means they've got no excuses if they're going above the speed limit, because it's a pretty straightforward. What will be the maximum speed limit? Just
It'll be posted at 100 km/h.
100 km/h.
That section. Yeah.
Past Mushay, or
Past Mushay, I think it increased to 110.
Okay.
It's typical of our rural roads, but once you're the side of Mushay, be limited to 100.
Well, it's a fantastic project. As I said, I got a taste of it the other day, and I look forward to going beyond the cones the next time. So congratulations to all the people that have worked on Northlink. It's not over yet, like you said, up and around Christmas time, and I'll be one of the first to sort of hit the road out to Mushay and beyond and have a coffee out there or something. So congratulations, guys, and thanks for coming in and telling people about it, and I'm sure we'll talk again, no doubt, with you, Peter, about a few other projects.
Yep, thanks a lot, Gary. Good, thanks to your listeners. Good.